This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, selfless security guard laid to rest, concerns raised over terror charges, and a reminder to roll up our sleeves. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with this afternoon's Nine News Podcast. The security guard who ran towards danger during the Bondi Junction stabbing attack is being remembered as a hero. Nine News reporter Max White is in Sydney.
Here at the Masjid Butul Huda Mosque in Marsden Park, hundreds have gathered to pay their respects to Faraz Tahir. The Westfield employee was caught up in a knife rampage his first day on the job. Loved ones have spent the morning with his body and a special prayer has been held. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese addressed the crowd, honouring Tahir's selfless act.
Without question, Faraz Tahir died a national hero.
His body is now on its way to Riverston Graveyard for burial, but this, of course, is just one of many hard goodbyes, with funerals for the other victims to be held over the coming weeks. In Marsden Park, Max White, Nine News.
A man who is wrongly identified as the Bondi Junction attacker has reached a settlement with the Seven Network. Benjamin Cohen launched a defamation case against the organisation in the wake of the fatal shopping centre stabbing. A spokesperson for Seven says it was a mistake to name him as the attacker and they've apologised. A collective of Muslim organisations say recent terrorism charges laid against teenage boys are troubling. A 16-year-old boy has been charged with stabbing an Assyrian bishop at Wakeley in Sydney's southwest. While investigating the attack, detectives uncovered an encrypted app allegedly used to share terrorism material and charged five more boys. Spokeswoman Ramia Abdo Sultan says the term religiously motivated terrorism is dangerous.
The presumption that terrorism is inherently tied to religion is not only inaccurate but also harmful. This misconception persists despite extensive scholarly work demonstrating that terrorism is driven by political and ideological motives, not religious faith.
The Super Retail Group has warned investors it's expecting court action from two former employees. The company, which owns Supercheap Auto and BCF, believes there'll be a joint claim of up to $50 million. Allegations include bullying, victimisation and unreasonable workloads. In a statement to the ASX, the group says the allegations are unsubstantiated and will defend any litigation. Meanwhile, Woolworths has been fined more than $1.2 million over unpaid entitlements. The company pleaded guilty to failing to pay more than 1,000 employees for long service leave. A Melbourne magistrate ruled the underpayments were a result of systemic and widespread payroll failures. The Commonwealth has committed funding to eliminate malaria in the Pacific. Nine News reporter Alexander Nimmo has more.
The federal government has pledged $30 million in the fight against malaria. This comes as Global Health Partnership, Friends of the Global Fund, report their progress in ending the disease by 2030 is under threat. $5 million of the money committed will go towards supporting Pacific countries, strengthening the surveillance and control of malaria and other mosquito-borne diseases such as dengue fever and the Zika virus. Pacific Friends Chair Professor Brendan Crabb says nearly half the world's population is at risk of malaria, including 2 billion people in the Pacific region. Alexander Nimmo, Nine News.
And the arrival of flu season is prompting a fresh reminder from doctors to get vaccinated against influenza and COVID-19. Last year, the highest notification rates for the flu were in children under the age of 14, a group the Australian Medical Association warns also saw very low vaccine uptake. AMA National President Professor Steve Robson says getting vaccinated can help protect others.
Even if you're healthy and young and don't think you're going to be severely affected by the flu or COVID, if you catch it, you can give it to vulnerable Australians.
In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 65 US cents.
Sport.
Rabbitohs winger Tane Milne is facing suspension for a cannonball tackle late in last night's loss to the Storm in the NRL. He'll spend 2 weeks on the sidelines with an early guilty plea. Meanwhile, Manly coach Anthony Seibold is expecting Parramatta to be full of confidence when they go head-to-head at Brookvale Oval. The Eels are coming off an embarrassing loss to the Dolphins, but were victors when they played the Seagulls in round three. Seibold says he's expecting the opponent to rebound.
I know Brad Arthur will get the team up. There'll be certainly a rebound from them. And as I said, they were too good for us a few weeks ago. So we've had a real focus on how we want to be better.
Hawthorn has confirmed Will Day will play his first AFL game of the season on Sunday against Sydney after overcoming a stress fracture on his foot. Kelly Slater and Carissa Moore have been granted wildcards for the upcoming Tahiti Surf Pro, and former Zimbabwe cricketer Guy Whittle is recovering in hospital after being mauled by a leopard while on a hunting trip. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into Nine News at 6 p.m.